This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Tina Peters wants to be released on bond following a recent prison scuffle. Attorneys for the former Mesa County clerk say her safety is at risk after video of her involved in a fracas with another inmate circulated last week. Peters' attorneys requested the State Court of Appeals reverse a lower court ruling that denied her bond while awaiting the outcome of her appeal. The altercation in the La Vista Correctional Facility in Pueblo came just 4 days after the appeals court heard oral arguments in Peters' case. Meanwhile, as Governor Jared Polis fields questions about clemency for Peters, he's pointing to his broader record of pardons and commutations. So what does that history actually look like?
In his 7 years as governor, he's done thousands of clemency actions. Now, thousands is a big number, and that's partly because more than 4,000 of those were marijuana-related pardons, these blanket actions he did for low-level possession sort of stuff. Individually, he's done 100 pardons and 25 commutations.
That was CPR's Tom Hess reporting. Some climbing areas on National Forest land in the Boulder County area will be closed through the summer. The National Forest Service says it's to comply with a safety standard protecting nesting birds of prey. Visitors will not be allowed around the 34-mile mark of Boulder Canyon Drive until August 1st. This includes rock formations east and south of Boulder Falls. Tonight in Metro Denver, partly cloudy and chilly with lows around 31. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cooler with showers possible in the evening. This is CPR News.